Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay. Jenna Barr joining me as well this morning. Of course, Candy keeping the ship upright. Ow! What are you doing?
Shut up. Do I have to turn this station around?
Yes, exactly.
It's funny. We are getting some texts.
I can't tap
somebody
my pen.
You are tapping your pen.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was tapping my pen. She just snatched it out of my hand, threw it on the ground.
Bobby Rossi is our program director, and I don't know why Jenna is always mean to him, because she doesn't understand the employee-employer relationship, but I do love watching it. It's 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
Steven L. Slurpee time!
No. Oh, boy. Now I lost track of what I was... Oh, that's right. So, welcome to Monday. We have
the Monday morning... Blues.
We had a Monday morning blues after the Blue Angels show is over. So this weekend, Blue Angels thing, a couple of highlights here. Friday was a better show than Saturday because Saturday, the Red Bull team, that was the first time being in Pensacola, they weren't able to use their helicopter on Saturday, and therefore they weren't able to do the skydivers, which was awesome on Friday. The helicopter itself was amazing. It was, by the way, the helicopter, the Red Bull helicopter, is just a normal, like, weather, like a traffic helicopter. You know, like the traffic helicopters that go around and like, what is it? It's just one of those kinds of helicopters.
Right, right.
And they were doing barrel rolls in that thing. And all kinds, they were doing front barrel rolls, back barrel rolls, side barrel rolls. I was like, this thing is amazing.
Yeah, it's neat. They didn't do that Saturday?
They did it Friday, but Saturday, apparently there was something wrong with the helicopter.
Oh, no.
So they weren't able to take off. And the skydivers jumped from the helicopter. The helicopter went way up there where like you could barely see it. And the skydivers jumped out of the helicopter. And I was just like, man, that was just crazy.
Where
and then they landed
landed right
on the beach. They had a part barricaded off on the beach. He landed right there. Like they had these specialized parachutes where they were able to really guide it and everything. Even with the gusts of wind, I mean, they're obviously pros. They do this all the time, right? But still, it was still amazing to me that it landed right on the beach.
I actually want to know what your favorite part of the air show weekend was, whether it was Blue Angels, Fat Albert, was it the Red Bull helicopter? So text us 850-437-1620 to News Radio 92.3 Informative, local, dependable at 713. I'm Jenna Barr in with Bobby Rossi for Andrew McKay. Thanks for texting in already this morning and just seeing some of them. I want to let you know we see your text messages, but what was your favorite part of the weekend? Or was it what stole the whole show? The ominous cloud that came in and the blues like flew victoriously away.
Yeah. Everything was going great. The blues on Saturday were flying. They're doing their show and they're doing the high show. It was looking good.
And then
all of a sudden.
Behind us.
Yeah. Looking behind us like that's getting kind of dark back there.
The Witch of the West rolling in on her broom.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes. And really, nobody heard thunder or lightning. So many of us just hung out, stood our ground, right? We're just like, let's not let any tents take out some kids, right?
Yeah,
that's a
just
big
holding
thing.
The tents down,
don't let the tents fly away. That could really hurt someone. And everybody starts getting back to their cars, right? We're going to go home, eat some food, have a post-blues nap and be fine. And then somebody decided to crash at the Bob Sykes Toll Bridge and caused backups for some people up to 4 hours. 4 hours
like
locked
who, Jenna?
On the island.
Yeah, like whom?
Like who?
Who do you think
so
you're
let me tell you, whoever that is, I'm going to find you and you owe me 4 hours of my life back.
She's just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave
like, oh,
you
boy.
And going to hunt you down.
No.
Listen, that was a lot, but favorite part. So my favorite part of the air show was not the traffic, obviously. I'm just really joking, and I'm grateful overall for having air conditioning. I didn't get to share this before, but a couple of people who did run out of gas on Via de Luna. That's where I was stuck. I was on the Via de Luna Park East side. And
rough.
There were people who ran out of gas, and I was thankful enough to have enough, right? It's something you should do if you know by now, have a full tank of gas. But overall, I will always love the sneak pass. It's my favorite.
That's probably the favorite.
I just love watching people's faces, reactions. I love when people are terrified. I love the thrill of it. It's my absolute
favorite. So I was ready for it Saturday. I forgot about it on Friday. And so I was one of the ones that like jumped. I was like, like ducked as if that was going to help, you know, like if I duck, the plane won't be able to hit me. I don't know why we do that as a reaction. You
Everybody
know?
Does though. Absolutely. Yep. Hit the ground.
Hit the ground. Yeah, exactly. So, I will say the traffic did kind of like the memorable moment. Could have been, helicopter didn't show up on Saturday. Or memorable moment could have been the air show ended early because of the storm rolling in. Instead, the memorable moment was an accident on Bob Sykes Bridge that got it down to one lane. And basically, traffic was just stopped and people were out there waiting forever. And then what happened, of course, people were like, oh, man, I'm stuck here. I'm just going to go in and stop at the restaurant and go get something to drink and go get something to eat. They do that. And then by the time they get done, it's basically like 2 hours later, you're doing what should have happened 2 hours before. So it's kind of crazy. Let's get traffic update. Speaking of traffic with Candy.
All right. And speaking of Blue Angels at Pensacola NAS, the front gate, it looks like it is still backed up. A little past sunset this morning. It's been going on all morning. And that's the only thing I'm seeing right now. Certainly, if you have traffic tips or your favorite part of the air show, text it in 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Before we take a break, that way we can come back and do some news headlines with David Wayne in our newsroom here at News Radio 92.3. I asked you in our text line at 437-1620 to share your favorite part of Red, White, and Blues Week, the air show, the Blue Angels, whatever it is. It could have just been with your kids or your family being able to spend time together. But Fat Albert is a big winner. All puns intended.
Oh, yeah.
I see here, Fat Albert is the favorite part. Another one, when Fat Albert flies over and the atmosphere of the crowd changes. I love it.
That's true.
It's really good. Actually, it was a really awesome part on Saturday when they give us the water break, right? You can go out into the Gulf. Mm-hmm. It's called the Gulf, not the ocean. Many people kept calling it that. It's the Gulf. Anyways, so when you get to go out
She's talking about me, by the way.
To call it the ocean too.
I went in the ocean to cool off real quick, and she was like, "You what?
Did you go to Miami?"
I know. Yeah. But we were all in the Gulf floating. You know, everybody's having fun playing catch or whatever. And then about, I think it was 5 or 6 pelicans flew over our head, and the crowd erupted in the water cheering. It was so fun and so adorable. We just have this pride here, you know, just having a good time and having fun in the atmosphere. So I thought that was really fun. Here's another one for Blue Angels Week. Fat Albert watching the Blues roll in together. Somebody said not going so they could avoid the weather and the traffic.
That was the best part of Blue Angels weekend because they didn't go. Okay, well, the way the traffic was this weekend, you might have been the big winner on that one.
You might have dodged it. Somebody said staying at the Pensacola Beach RV Park was the best part. It's one of my goals. I want to do that one day. It looks so fun there. Like, those people look like they have a good time. Another one said they were staying at home in the pool. There's a lot. The Korean era MiG jet that flew.
Yeah, I thought that was
pretty
cool.
Really cool too. Thank you for texting that in. So many other texts here. I want to get to all of them. So you can text in 850-437-1620. I'm Jenna Barr with Bobby Rossi, in for Andrew McKay this morning alongside Candy, as well as David in our newsroom. So speaking of which, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get some headlines with David Wayne at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's strength for life. As Christians, we make much of Jesus' efficacious death through crucifixion, and we make much of his resurrection from the grave, and we should. However, a major moment in the life of Christ that's often overlooked is his ascension. After all, Christ's ascension is his coronation, his exaltation, his enthronement. It signifies mission accomplished and job well done. At his ascension, Jesus is once again seated at the right hand of God the Father, and his enemies become his footstool. On the day that Jesus ascended, two promises were made. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would come, and indeed he did, powerfully, in Acts chapter 2. Secondly, one of the angels promised that Jesus would return in the same way that he was received up into heaven. The ascension is important because it is a reminder that Jesus is coming again, and as Christians, we say with John the Revelator, "Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly."
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is the Pensacola Morning News. So, good morning to you. I'm Jenna Barr with Bobby Rossi, as well as Candy and David here at News Radio 92.3. Andrew has the week off, but thanks for spending your Monday with us. The Monday Morning Blues, as I'd like to call it, the Monday after Red, White, and Blues.
Yeah. Did you see the picture somebody sent in? Their daughter had, hold on to the microphone. They said the daughter sent in a picture. They said that pretty much sums up like what happened. It was an amazing picture of the Blue Angels flying by. There's a bunch of boats out there in the Gulf, and then a lightning bolt right behind it.
With the rain pouring down in the back, the lightning bolt. That one needs to go on.
That's a tremendous picture.
That one needs to go on Facebook. Yeah, we'll add that to
ask them if we can post it on their Facebook, on the texture.
Sure. All right.
Yeah, if we can, I'd love to post
that
on our
Facebook.
That's
from our friend Janet.
Oh, okay. Janet will let us do it.
Absolutely adore Janet. Good morning to you. Thank you for texting that in. Their friend's daughter sent that. So the Blues and Bolt.
Isn't
it
crazy?
Picture ever. That's the award-winning picture right there.
Isn't it?
That one's sick.
That does describe it. Sure.
That was what was going
on. That's why the show ended early right there. So that's the reason.
If you were complaining, this is why. Oh, my goodness. It's 7:23. Let's get some news headlines with David Wayne in our newsroom.
Well, Congress is back in session this week after their 4th of July break, and the biggest item on the agenda in the House of Representatives, of course, would be the National Defense Authorization Act coming in at $886 billion. In the Senate, Democrats on the Judiciary Committee are wanting to look at setting ethics standards for Supreme Court justices. Apparently, airports are still dealing with travel issues after the 4th of July over a week ago now. And FlightAware reporting there was 7,600 flight delays, 1,900 cancellations yesterday. Oh. And today, already about 1,440. Now, that's nationwide. I checked the Pensacola airport, and I'm only seeing two delays. Looks like flights to and from Orlando. So if you're headed to Orlando today, maybe check before you head to the airport. And Amazon's Prime Day sales event is coming up Tuesday and Wednesday. I guess that'd be starting tomorrow. Then the company warning customers to watch out for scammers. They say scammers posing as Amazon representatives is common and leads to millions of dollars in losses every year.
Yikes. It's 724. It's News Radio 92.3.
Excellent. Thanks, David. Thanks, Candy. All right. So before we go further and before David goes somewhere, we talked earlier this morning about Prime Energy Drink and if you have heard of it. So I want to talk about that real quick. But first, let's get a traffic update with Candy.
It's like everything's running smoothly right now. A little slow course on as you're trying to get it to the front gate of Pensacola NAS. Still backed up to Sunset this morning. And certainly if you have a traffic tip, this is Traffic on the Fives. Traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. So the FDA is being asked to look into the popular YouTuber. If you're a YouTuber consumer, YouTube. Logan Paul, which I don't even know what he does. What does he do?
He's a fighter.
He's a YouTuber?
But he's a fighter. He's a YouTuber.
Which one?
He was a YouTuber, and then he became
David knows.
A boxer.
Oh, okay.
David, go ahead.
Yeah, so he does his YouTube videos. He has, what, a couple million subscribers on YouTube?
24.
Right.
24 million.
Yeah, 24 million. But then he's also, he's a boxer, right?
Right.
Right, Bobby? And then
yep.
He's also actually, he's a professional wrestler with WWE, too.
Now he is, yeah.
Yeah, he just started doing that here, I don't know, like a year ago or something.
Okay, yep. That makes more sense because Prime is like the official energy drink for
the UFC.
Okay, so Prime, which has about 200 milligrams of caffeine per, I think, like 335 milliliter can, right? I don't know what the normal size can for an energy or any kind of drink, but it has like 200 versus like a Coca-Cola, which has like 25 to 35 milligrams of caffeine per 330 milliliter can, right? So the FDA is now being asked, like lawmakers are asking the FDA to look into the energy drink. Because kids are consuming it. So teenage
kids. Because they're following Logan Paul and they're like, I want to be like Logan Paul.
And they do have a couple of different ones. They have like the hydration, which does have some caffeine in it. And then they have the actual energy drink, which has now become super popular for people who go to the gym, they work out, whatever. They take their energy drink. And so now they're saying, because it's like no sugar and vegan and it looks like kind of like a Gatorade type of bottle. Kids are attracted to it. And so
it does. It kind of looks like a Gatorade bottle. And I mean, it doesn't seem like it's that big of a I think I drank one once. One of the refreshing ones. One of the hydrating ones.
It looks like it's roughly double the amount of caffeine that would be in a normal cup of coffee in one can. This is kind of the same treatment. Do you remember back in, was it the late 90s when Jolt soda came out?
Soda.
And they did the same thing to it. It's gonna rot the kids' brains. It's got way too much caffeine.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I remember when Monster Energy came out when I was in high school or junior high or high school. I think I was in high school. And we went and tried it. It wasn't like you had to be 18 or older to purchase it.
No,
it made me so sick. It's too much. It's too much. But there are certain things people have to understand. Too much caffeine is just not.
Well, one of the problems with the energy drinks is not just the too much caffeine. It's the too much sugar on top of the caffeine. And so you're getting like double whammy there. But yeah, apparently this Prime is now going to be investigated, this Prime drink, because it has just too much. Remember they did something like that too with the Loco, the alcoholic one?
Because Loco
is like an energy drink with alcohol in it.
That's right.
Something like that. And I remember there was concerns about that because the high levels of caffeine plus the alcohol, and like college kids were like getting alcohol poisoning from it because they were just chugging them. And they were
the Four Loko?
Yeah, Four Loko, that's the one.
Yeah, I mean, you're taking an upper and a downer at the same time. Your body's like, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to
act normal now? It's supposed to balance each other out.
Oh, is that like having a dehumidifier and a humidifier in the same room?
Yeah, that way it's perfectly like balanced atmosphere.
What was the name of the drink that you have again that you like?
Rip It.
I wanted to acknowledge somebody who texted in, and they love Rip It too. I forget. I'm trying to go back and find it.
They said in Afghanistan. That's all we had.
That's right. That was it.
Yep. There it is. Thanks, Candy. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Cooler full of it.
There. That's
keep you going for days.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Here's another text. Surge. Remember Surge? So you mentioned Surge. Joel, Dave.
Oh, I love Surge.
Yeah. Surge was the best, and they brought it back for like a year, and then it went away again,
That's right.
And it was heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking because it was gone.
Yeah, but then Red Bull came in and just ruined everything because people thought they could fly.
Well, yeah. I will say this. So, like, Red Bull's the only one that will actually perk me up. All the other ones, I can drink a Monster, just down the whole thing, go right to sleep. Mm. Red Bull will actually wake me up.
Well, just be careful. If you're a parent or whatever, don't let your kids have Prime. You're listening to Pensacola Morning News. We'll be right back.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. After meeting with the British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, President Biden's meeting with King Charles in London.
After missing King Charles's coronation, President Biden made a point of stopping here. He will discuss with the king climate finance, ways to get the private sector off the sidelines.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich in London. The president flies to Lithuania today for the NATO summit starting tomorrow. There's flooding in parts of the Northeast. At least one woman's drowned, and there are people trapped in their homes in Highland Falls, New York, an hour north of New York City. Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse.
If you do not need to be on the road, stay off the road. We have a number of emergencies that we need to respond to, and those folks need help, and we need all the other people off the road so our first responders can get to them.
And some places have gotten 6 to 8 inches of rain in just a few hours during these storms. There's a flash flood emergency declared this morning in Vermont. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 79 right now. Mostly cloudy skies here in Pensacola. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. There's a new report out showing that the town of Century has not done any of their required water quality testing on their tap water for the last year. The town's annual drinking water quality report says, quote, "We failed to complete the required sampling of tap water, lead, and copper. Therefore, we were in violation of monitoring and reporting requirements." That report goes on to say that we are unable to tell you whether your health was at risk during that time. 40 samples were required to be taken. The town took none of them. The report covered all of 2022, and there is no word whether the required samples have been taken so far in 2023. The town also missed required monitoring of coliform for the EPA and was issued a violation of groundwater rule and total coliform rule by the Department of Environmental Protection. The required testing for the coliforms, though, was later provided to the EPA on January 24th. Work beginning on a long stretch of North Palafox this month. That's going to happen from Cervantes to Brent Lane. And that project will include resurfacing and reducing the travel lanes from 4 to 2 in each direction. They'll also be adding bicycle lanes and 6-foot shoulders. Work is also being done to improve pedestrian safety. They'll be adding crosswalks at several intersections. FDOT says there will be nightly lane closures throughout the construction. The Blue Angel Air Show is in the books this year. As usual, it impressed a whole lot of fans and spectators on Pensacola Beach.
It's just like a thrill, like a very like exciting moment. Like everything's moving almost like so fast. Like you can't, it's like almost so much that you can't even experience it all.
And those beachgoers talked with Channel 3 after the show. The Blue Angels did have to cut it just a little bit short on Saturday because a strong thunderstorm with lightning hit Pensacola Beach. But despite that, it was still another successful year at the Red, White, and Blues Air Show. Investigators looking into a possible arson after a car caught on fire on Garfield Drive yesterday. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office says that car suspiciously caught on fire Sunday morning. Deputies have not released any other information on that. They say the investigation is likely to be turned over to the State Fire Marshal's Office. A reminder that if you need bulk items picked up with your garbage, now you got to call ECUA to schedule those pickups. That changed at the first of this month. And if you've got a bulk waste pickup, just call ECUA by 2 o'clock the day before your regular garbage route. There's still no extra charge for those bulk waste pickups. Items eligible include furniture, small appliances, bicycles, grills, lawnmowers, large toys, as long as any lithium ion batteries are removed, and even household electronics. That includes computer monitors and even TVs and building debris as well. Well, SpaceX had another successful launch over the weekend. They blasted off a Falcon 9 from Cape Canaveral on Sunday. The rocket was carrying Starlink satellites to spread broadband internet all around the world. It is 7:35 right now at News Radio 92.3. And Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
And the only thing I'm seeing is a backup at the front gate of Pensacola NAS. It's backed up to Sunset still. So a little slow there. And that's it, really. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, by all means, go ahead and text it in at 437-1620. It's Traffic on the Fives. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a 70% chance of rain. Partly cloudy skies otherwise with a high near 89. Overnight tonight, temperatures staying warm with a low near 74. For Tuesday, 70% chance of rain with a high near 91. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather App. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, taking a look at our ThreatNet radar, we are seeing some showers and rain possibly all the way from Gulf Shores to Perdido Key. But that looks to be about all of the rain in our area right now. Everything else kind of is pushed south out into the Gulf. 79 in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, and 78 in Milton. And our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Oil prices are falling this morning, thanks in part to weaker-than-expected inflation data from China, showing the country on the brink of deflation. The U.S. benchmark is off 0.5% to $73.50 per barrel. Last week, oil prices rose more than 4% after two of the world's largest producers, Saudi Arabia and Russia, pledged to deepen their supply cuts next month. Since May, legendary activist investor Carl Icahn has been defending his investment company after a short seller attack cut the company's stock price by more than 40%. But it appears Icahn Enterprises may have survived. That's after the Wall Street Journal reports Icahn has removed one of the biggest risks highlighted by that short seller. He's untying personal loans from the price of his company's shares, and shares are up 12%. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed as the market tries to rebound from last week's losses. The Dow led the way down, losing 2%. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru Boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure, and the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey, so grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me this Wednesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions this Wednesday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM. 1620.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Morning, Pensacola. This is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, but I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew, joined by Jenna Barr, and of course, Candy keeping the ship straight.
It's Some of the techs are saying that. Yeah. It's like herding cats. I'm like, this is the best day ever. Which is what everybody else is saying. It's the best show ever.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing. So we're just trying to keep it. We're trying to keep it together, not disappoint Andrew.
You know what's keeping it together right now is the weather so far.
It's actually doing pretty good. Yeah, taking a look at the ThreatNet radar. And we'd had some storms roll in a little bit earlier today, and like early this morning. But still a pretty good chance of thunderstorms later today. And actually looking at the 10-day forecast, basically a thunderstorm every day except for Wednesday.
Wednesday looks like your clear day to go to the beach, get outside. So pretty much if you see a break in the weather, get outside for a few minutes, but don't go far from cover because there could be a thunderstorm. Mm-hmm. Taking a look at the ThreatNet radar. I'm trying to zoom back out and... It doesn't look like anything right now is too...
No, yeah, it looks like it's looking pretty good right now.
Too heavy.
As far as the radar goes. But, I mean, there's still... It's going to be pop-up stuff off and on throughout the day is what it's looking like now. We had a storm cell. It actually went south of us. I mean, it might have hit, like, Gulf Shores. And then maybe a little spattering of some showers. But it mostly went out into the Gulf, which is good. But now...
Looks like Perdido Key area right now is getting some rain. But other than that, it's looking good. But the rest of the week, other than Wednesday, we're going to have some
Probably some by rain. Wednesday, it's going to hit again, though. You know, the weather changes like crazy.
We need the rain. I'm okay with it.
Listen. We need the rain?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
I don't think we need the rain.
Yeah, we always need rain. It's hot here. Just steam this place
off. It's going to steam everything.
I love it.
It's going to turn into a steam
room. Steam it off. Open your pores. Get outside.
You don't want to like send me that meme with that or that little
you can't share that
TikTok thing.
Oh yeah,
we're trying to show prep last night, and instead she's sharing like funny videos and stuff with me. Like we can't share this video on the air, Jenna.
But it's literally real life where this couple goes outside and they immediately are sweating from the front door to their car and they can't get in their car. Once they get in it, her makeup has run all over.
It was funny.
She's screaming because she looks terrifying. Yeah. And it's real life in Northwest Florida. But I feel like the rain does cool it off and a cold front has moved down, quote unquote cold front, to bring some rain, which does cool off our temperatures. And I think that's good. I think it's good for safety and everything and overall well-being in life. You know what's not good is cocaine.
Oh, really?
That's what
Explain why cocaine is not good for us.
Yeah,
so
Jenna.
I haven't really fully like seen any, you know, health benefits from cocaine. So I'm just going to go with it's not.
Au contraire. Back in the 1910s.
What, it makes you French?
I don't know. Back in the 1910s, cocaine was very beneficial for humanity. And it was gave you a little perk up in the day.
I hear it still does.
Apparently, it might still do so. All right, so cocaine, go ahead. Sorry.
You're fine. But, of course, we have White House Press Secretary. So if you're new to the cocaine game at the White House, which has just unfolded in the past.
New to the cocaine game in the White House.
Well, we called it White House Cocaine earlier,
yes. And
we were going to come up with a song by now, but we've been...
That was Cocaine in the White House song.
Yeah.
White House Cocaine is the brand that comes from Hunter Biden.
No, White House Cocaine is the energy drink.
Oh, White House Cocaine is the energy drink.
Yeah, Cocaine in the White House is the song.
Yeah, Cocaine in the White House.
Who's that guy?
Okay, Cocaine in the White House is the song that pushes...
Rose has it. So who's that guy? Yeah, but he would write the
Poison.
Song, and it would be like that. Ugh,
I can write the
song. He's disgusting.
No, he's not. Have you seen Rock of Love?
I just
that
had
show
an
is amazing.
Gag reflex.
Oh gosh.
Whatever.
I hurt myself in this.
Michael's my favorite.
We got to pause here though because all right. So White House cocaine—that's the whole thing where Hunter Biden allegedly.
He's going to hide coke in the White House. He got in trouble for a whole bunch of other stuff, and you think he's going to stash booger sugar in his dad's house? Give me a break. You know it's not Hunter Biden's, and you know somebody probably planted it there. And the fact is, like, weren't they gone to Camp David?
So
no, not him. He was there.
He was there.
He took him to Camp
David. And there's even videos of showing him rubbing his nose and stuff.
People rub their nose all the time. It doesn't mean you're on cocaine.
He definitely.
It's not like he's at Mardi Gras.
He looks like he drank about four Prime energy drinks and got out there and didn't know what to do and had to pee really bad. So if that's the signs of doing cocaine, maybe. But I don't know. I haven't.
ever done cocaine?
I haven't, no. But
White House cocaine. I'm interested in the guitar.
Listen,
that Candy's
we will get to
on.
That.
Oh,
but
I can't
my
really play it. I did it
part,
first.
My favorite part of this whole oh, okay. story. Okay, is not like, where did it go? First they said it was in one spot, then they said it was in the other. The White House can't get it together. We're about to do traffic on the fives, calm down. But Karine Jean-Pierre scolded a reporter on Friday during the press briefing
because
they asked whether or not, can you just say once and for all whether or not the cocaine belonged to the Biden family. And she's always uncomfortable. She's always uncomfortable when she's doing her job. Like, you have one job. That's your job. But you look very uncomfortable. And she responded to claim, like, she pretty much claimed the Biden family was not present in the days before the cocaine was found, blah, 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 blah. So to ask that question, this is the quote, to ask that question is actually incredibly irresponsible. And I'll just leave it there. I'm sorry. There's cocaine in the White House. Take it away, Candy.
Okay, I'm just going to read one of your texts. Cocaine in the White House, Delaware dandruff. So,
oh, my goodness.
The best listeners listen to News Radio 92.3 with
Delaware
a smart,
dandruff. That's good stuff.
Like,
right
I love
there.
This so much.
I have lived in Delaware and the other.
There's nothing to do but that's cocaine. It. I'm just kidding. Oh, I was just kidding. As we take a look, I'm sure she is too. 98 looks, Lillian Highway looks a little backed up. On Highway 98, right before you get to the Ace Hardware, before the turn off to Lillian, very, very slow in that area. And again, a little slow as you're making your way on board. Pensacola NAS backed up past Sunset right now. If you have traffic tips, though, or cocaine jokes, text them in 437-1620. It is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Cocaine is bad, though. I think, like,
correct.
We joke about it, and we could write a song about it. You know, it's
cocaine in the White House.
It is.
There we go.
It's so
that's
out of
guitar player,
there
so
it
hot.
Is. There we got cocaine. The guitar playing.
This is the best morning ever.
Not
yes.
according to Kevin King.
And yes, according to a couple people, cocaine was initially in Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
are a few texts rolling in. Thank you for that. You can text
yeah,
in
but
at 437-1620.
Yeah, no mental health concerns back then.
You're probably haunted by ghosts. Let's go do cocaine about it.
Yeah. You need to pick me up? Grab a Coke.
Grab a Coke.
Literally. And it did. Just
like, that was back in the days when they also, like Dr. Pepper... used to advertise, like, you need Dr. Pepper at, like, 10, 2, and 4 for pick-me-ups throughout the day.
Well, at carbonated prune juice. It's like, get over yourself, PhD. It is. Dr. Pepper's delicious.
I hear you.
That probably was not good advertising.
Yeah. Well, they were like, hey, it picks you up. And they're like, yeah, it does. I get a little boost every time. It's called a sugar boost.
Yeah.
But, you know, they didn't know that stuff back then.
Oh, my goodness. All right. I know we have to take a break so we can come back and get some news headlines. But also, speaking of Coke, when we come back, I want to talk about Elton John ending his farewell tour. And if anybody's sad at the White House.
We'll be right back. Well.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division... for fun, Paul Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
Hurricane season is here. Millions of people live in hurricane evacuation zones in Florida. This means that if an evacuation needs to happen, a lot of people need to get on the road. But if you're halfway full, you're halfway there. Keeping your gas tank at least half full during hurricane season ensures you won't have to wait in long lines to get gas when it's time to go. And you don't have to travel hundreds of miles. A half a tank of gas can easily get you to a safe location that's tens of miles away. For more tips, visit halfwayfullhalfwaydare.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know that feeling when the car you drive starts to turn?
I don't mean starts to turn in the corner. I mean starts to turn into a car you don't want anymore. Like, you know it's getting to be too long. It's not really doing what it should. You sometimes wonder maybe even whether it's going to work properly, but you're always talking yourself out of replacing it. Well, if that's where you're at, go to Frontier Motors. Look around and see. So here's what's going to happen. You'll go, you'll try a couple of cars, you'll find something that you really love. You might find something that you love a little bit less, and then you have to make a decision, but that's okay. Because in the end, you'll come away with a car that you're happy to drive, and you should be happy to drive your car. You shouldn't be thinking, oh no, is it time? Well, if you're thinking that, it is time. Go to Frontier Motors, check it out, get a new car. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Hey, when it comes to heating or cooling your home,
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Southern Breeze blows into Pensacola Beach with their original blend of rockin' country, acoustic, and Southern rock hits.
When he'd win, we'd hear him say, drive fast, turn left. What my daddy said.
It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7.
News Radio Pensacola.
Absolutely awesome.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I got my ticket for the long way round. Two bottle whiskey for the way. And I sure would like some sweet company. And I'm leaving tomorrow.
You're listening to Pensacola Morning News. I'm Jenna Barr with Bobby Rossi.
What's that?
Oh my goodness. Pitch Perfect the cups.
Oh yeah, it's a Pitch Perfect. You're right.
I just dumped up. Nope.
Yeah, I like it.
Never mind.
I don't know what is happening.
I was going to throw out pens and do the cup song, but.
Okay. Go.
So it's 7:51.
What station are we on?
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Jenna Barr. I forgot, we're taking turns on herding the cats. Literally.
Herding the cats. Sorry. No, you're not. I am. And it ain't working.
She's like, herd with a D, a hard D. No T in there.
Brent Lane in a mascot outfit. Oh, then we'd be hurting cats. If I win Powerball, we all know that's happening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Brent Lane is going to wear that mascot suit for days.
I have
days.
Two words for you. Pinata.
Okay. Inside jokes.
All right.
No, it's not inside.
It's not.
Everybody knows. I'm just kidding.
Everybody knows.
He's great. We're all great.
We love everybody. Everybody is loved. 7:52. Want to share something coming up in just a couple of minutes about something happening in Alabama. So not too far away. Still some local news. And then later on in the show, before we wrap up, got some other a little bit disturbing local news north of us here at the station in Century. But first, let's head on over to our newsroom with David Wayne for our headlines.
Well, President Biden's in the United Kingdom on a five-day European trip. He arrived over the weekend for a visit leading up to the NATO summit. He was welcomed this morning for a talk with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, and from there he made his way to Windsor Castle to meet with King Charles. Authorities investigating after thieves broke into the Beyoncé's mother's house, Tina Knowles. Los Angeles police say her Hollywood home was robbed on Wednesday. Thieves apparently stole her entire safe and made off with over $1 million in cash and jewelry.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
If you've ever thought of starting your own pillow company, Bobby, apparently a bunch of industrial equipment from MyPillow is now up for sale. This is after Mike Lindell was ordered to pay $5 million as part of an election claims-related lawsuit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So he's being forced to sell off a lot of his equipment.
If I was going to start a pillow company, I'd call it Dad Bod.
What does that have to do with a pillow?
It's like soft, squishy.
Oh,
what?
I'd buy me some Dad Bods.
Yeah.
People I think it would sell very well.
Actually. Yeah, I think so too.
And people are like, I'm going to the store and go get me a Dad Bod.
Go get a Walmart, get me some Dad Bods.
Exactly.
Need four more Dad Bods.
Yeah, see?
So like a body pillow?
I got a whole house full of Dad Bods.
Yeah, then you could have Dad Bodies. Nope.
No, I heard that when I said it. Sorry.
Yeah. No.
Came out wrong.
Yeah, exactly. The safe thing, though, I got to say that if I had $1 million worth of jewelry and stuff inside a safe,
oh, yeah, Beyonce's mom,
it's not going to be like something you could just pick up and take out the door.
Yeah, that's got to be right. Bolted down.
This sucker's going to be bolted to in like.
How did they pick it up? That's crazy.
Seriously, right? But then I start thinking, unless it was like some sort of like big theft type thing, like Italian Job type of theft thing, where like they blew out the wall and they had like chains that carried it down the street and, you know, something like this. So, but my guess is it probably
like the world's best safe cracker in there.
Exactly.
You know, 32
yes.
seconds exactly to get it open.
Yeah. Except you said in the story, they took the safe. So I'm thinking, if they took the safe, like, no, I got $1 million worth of stuff in the safe. You're not going to be able to just pick up the safe and walk away.
Yeah, this must have been one of those small little, you know, box safes or something. You got to have a big one, lag bolted into the wall and the floor.
They're like, where was your safe when you did that? Well, I was traveling with it. I left it on the front porch while I was bringing the groceries in. When I came out the front porch, it was gone. Like, how did your safe just go away? I don't know. That was
well. You live,
funky.
You learn. Alanis Morissette. Thanks for that, David. Appreciate it. So in Alabama, we're gonna do some Alabama news after we get traffic on the fives.
All right, traffic on the fives. Frontgate NAS traffic looks like it is still backed up to Sunset and very very slow on 98. Lillian, right before you turn off on Lillian at the Ace Hardware there, it looks like a little backed up, and it usually is this time of day. If you have traffic tips, though, text them in for traffic on the fives 437-1620 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. So Dauphin Island, Alabama, is reopening the Alabama Aquarium today. So if you're looking for something to do, it is open now.
The Gulfarium?
It's not Gulfarium. It's the Alabama Aquarium.
Oh.
Opens today. They made some big changes and had some improvements. They built an addition, and they were closed for 2 months. Reopened today, and now the only thing that won't be open, they said, is the Sea Lab, which I'm not sure exactly what all is involved, but that's something to do as well with the rain coming. That might be something to do indoors.
Actually, speaking of indoors in Alabama, isn't the OWA indoor park open now?
Yes.
The indoor water park part?
Is it called Adventure? Mm-hmm. What's it called? Splash Adventure?
I think so, yeah. Splash Adventure in OWA.
Yeah.
That'd be something else to do with the thunderstorms rolling in this
I don't know
week.
If they'll still we let you do that with go. Thunderstorms, but because it's still water and pipes and electrocution.
It's indoors.
Yeah, but it's like you don't take a shower when it thunderstorms.
Why not?
Because you could get electrocuted.
No, not when you're inside your house.
Oh, my word. How old are you? That's like a rule of thumb. You don't get in the shower when it's a thunder and lightning storm.
I've never heard of this before in my life.
Like I have, but I thought it was an old wives' tale, so I don't know.
It is an old
true.
Wives' tale.
There's no way.
This is pretty much how you, like, how are you not going to take a shower during thunderstorms when you live in Tennessee and it, like, thunderstorms, like, all the time? You just have to take a shower.
It's not all the time. Okay.
Well, I don't know, dude. Have you ever been to Tennessee?
I grew up in Tennessee.
Grew up there.
Roll Tide. Okay, go ahead.
Wow. That was
no, because I'm saying hilarious. Like people from Tennessee, they're not known for their cleanliness, are they? or are they? Roll Tide.
There. I told you something smelled weird in here.
Okay, now.
Okay.
All right.
758 at News Radio. 758 at News Radio 92-3850-437-1620. Good morning to you. It is the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Jenna Barb with Bobby Rossi in for Andrew McKay. Thank you for texting in this morning. And of course, you know, we've been all over the place, but Elton John finally ended his farewell tour.
Yeah. It was a long farewell tour.
Yeah,
I saw part
in 2018.
Of a Disney Plus had a live show of Elton John. Quite a few months ago. So when he first started the farewell tour.
In 2018 he started, and then COVID shut it down for 2 years.
Oh, that's right. That's
then
what
he
was.
Got back into it. I mean, he was in North America, Europe, Australia, and so he just concluded the whole tour in Stockholm, Sweden. So
I'm one of those that's like,
oh, put it on.
Oh.
Before we
got
end.
Like 30 seconds.
Somebody wants to tell us about the
sure, lightning. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I thought I'd give a public service announcement.
Sure, we got 10 seconds.
You definitely do not go in the bathtub or the shower or the pool during lightning.
I know
about
that's David.
25
Thanks,
years
David.
Ago. It was a big thunderstorm. And I got in the shower, and I even heard the thunderstorm and saying, oh, that's not a big deal, whatever. And I
Local
got
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9, with Andrew McKay is on.
Thank you so much.
News Radio 92.3, WNRP Golf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
The investigation continuing after two shootings in Escambia County over the weekend. Also, FPL planning to develop a storage lot for all their vehicles. We'll have those stories and more after this update from Fox News.